Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for a pretty much more open-minded audience. So please, open yourself a little bit. Broaden your horizons. I am Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. And you are listening...
Comedian Organic OK.
And you are listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Please, let us know what you think. Come on. Let's hear your 2 cents. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes, I'd like to say this is Comedian Organic OK. I'd like to say thank everyone for tuning in and understanding their ability to be the inspired part of the Organic Pimpin'. Now, I'd like to say thank my co-host for tonight is Comedian Talk Dude. Thank you for introducing the show. Hope you are coming to your, you know, grand finale of being an organic pimp in your life, and hopefully things will work out for you for the best. Now, everyone, just to update y'all for the episode. Now, we have an episode today, and this is going to be a Comedian Talk Do last episode until further notice on this platform. And so we're going to have him, you know, I want him to take this time and press some things he want to pick and let go across his chest. Hopefully he'll take the right opportunity, make sure these things are moving forward or in alignment to what he's got going on in the future. So don't, you know, don't forfeit what you got going on now for things you have going on in the future, you know. So make sure what you're saying is something that you can appreciate later on, and it can build things that you're doing in the future. So, yeah, so what I want to do, y'all, I'm going to step away for a little bit, and then I'm going to step back to engage the actual platform. But for now, this is going to be Talk Dude, a last conversation for some time. And, you know, so for now, I want him to take the time and to express the things you want to express. Take the time to express the things you truly want to express. Don't waste your energy on things that are out of your control or that has been negative to your life. You know, you need to take the things that's been really positive for you to be at this point. And don't waste those things thinking about things you weren't able to accomplish. Because you are accomplishing things just that you need to be prioritized in what you're truly organically pimping so you can experience that for the better. Those people out there can relate to things you're saying. And so when they see you in public and see you performing in public, you need to be understanding, man, whatever you're saying, this is something that you're meant to be saying. And don't think that it's not right because some people are not going to interpret it right. But you got to know, regardless how you're feeling, because sometimes, you know, because he has Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, so sometimes how he's feeling, he's not feeling his best, right? But one of the things you got to recognize, people that push through pain push the pain through life. And life will leave them in the lobby of forfeiting desires if they really didn't push through it. That's how you realize some people that push through it. Not saying that you have to push through pain to show that you care, but if you had a desire, why would you want to push in the lobby of pain and negativity to destroy your harvest? But people normally do that, right? Think about how people truly wasting energy on things that's going to destroy them because they're not committed.
I think the way I've been doing that, I haven't been giving 115% because I'm so scared about everything else. I have trouble sticking with anything. Even though I want this, I need it myself so badly, I've been turning into, I don't know, just somebody who's basically just scared to do anything. I've been letting it drift. I've been letting it slip through my fingers. Shouldn't be doing that at all anymore. Now, all of you out there, you know, to make your soul really sing, to make it work, it requires a full-time job. It's a lot of effort. And I've always been afraid of sticking with anything because I have too many bad habits, terrible bad habits. Anywho, I'm an example. I'm the example that basically you guys should take to heart because I'm somebody who basically has been unable to basically get things started and finish things.
But you can't make yourself an example of what they can't do because you may be exceptional. You gotta realize, think about people that's doing things amazing And the ability, they're trying to make it seem like, see, you're undermining yourself, right? Because you got more ability than you have less ability in so many ways. That's the issue. You're trying to forfeit your abilities. Like, these people's problems are your children. You try to say, well, just be better than your parents. Like, these people are not your children to be, you know, you want these people to go through your harvest where you need to be actually fueled, because you don't know how long you're going to be. You're going to possibly have some children sometimes. So there's no reason to be downing your ability and just undermining yourself. Well, you got to live tomorrow. You got to live today. You got to live to end of this experience of what this day is. Right. I know everyone, yeah. Understand this, man. You get into this part. You're the best part of your reward. You prepared all the things. Now this is the time to enjoy. If you just enjoy this, I'm telling you, you did so much. You did so much. You suffered so much. You compromised. You committed yourself and you dedicated yourself. Only thing you're missing, you have to truly be happy and everything would change. That's what you're missing. You know, after you put an ice tray, man, he don't have an ice tray, he has a different process, but yeah, you know, when you put an ice tray in the freezer, it has to become frozen ice. I'm saying you at the point, all you have to do is just enjoy your life and it. Everything else will come to you. Because you have did the things necessary to be successful, but you're not rewarding yourself with the internal happiness that you truly want to have. If you do those things, this is going to be another level, but I'm done. And when I'll be back in a little bit, and I'm going to check on y'all.
Feed your soul. Every moment of the day, nourish. You have to feed it. You have to let it nurture. You got to let it grow. You got to let it expand. You got to find a way to pump yourself. Always getting better. Always getting bigger. You can do it. I know you're wondering, how do I make time? But it can be done. It's a real thing. It's a real, honest-to-God thing that can happen. See, so many of us, we wear a mask. We try to basically be a little bit more so acceptable to society so we're liked more, you know? So something about our nature doesn't offend others. That's a thing. And I'm telling you right now, you can be that person, man. Take a moment. What is your soul telling you to do? What does your soul want you to do? What does your soul need? Even I can tell you, the first thing it needs is you to listen to it. Make a point to listen to it every single opportunity you get. Secondly, start doing the things that your soul is crying out for. Start basically doing those things. Third, take a moment to basically be grateful that your inner self is telling you what you need, what you're dying for. Take a moment to listen and feel. Congratulate yourself at some point. Basically, give yourself the pat on the back that you need because you are feeding your soul properly. It can happen. It can be. You can really do something. You can really get by. You can accomplish if you try. We all have basically the potential to basically make sure our souls are fed and nurtured. We can basically organically pimp ourselves every single day. You can thrive. You can be inside that sort of environment that is all for the best. You can be what you need. You can do what's necessary. honestly. Organic pimping. Everyone's trying to be organic now, but what it really means truly is basically being that great sense of self. Do it. Need it. Let it thrive. Let it flow. Honestly. You can have what you need. You can have what you want. Every single one of you. You can be what you need to be. You can do great things. Me personally, I try to listen to my soul a little bit more often. I try to basically to do what is. I have trouble basically sitting still and focusing and paying attention. I have all the trouble in the world doing that. I have trouble remembering stuff. I have so many handicaps that I was basically just sitting back in a way and basically just decided, you know what? Nature, natural selection has just cursed me. It says that I'm not allowed to make it, to accomplish, to do anything. It won't let me. Thought when I was an adult, things were going to get better, you know, more. But things are still, you know. I try to take control for myself. That's something you should do. Something everybody here should do. Listen to your soul. Now, responsibility, nobody wants to take it. Nobody actually wants to take responsibility. Nobody does. It's like a harsh medicine. But you see what happens when you don't. Everything is out of control. You're just going to be the constant victim of circumstance if you don't take responsibility for yourself. So basically, how do you do that? You make a habit. You do it every single day. You say, you are in charge. You are responsible for what you do, what you think, what you feel, how you are. You are responsible for your actions. And you take a moment to sit back, meditate, listen to your soul a little bit. You do that so that you're sure you're getting what you need to get by. Me personally, I have trouble taking responsibility because, look, my conditions seem to drag me wherever it wanted me to go. I didn't know what to do. My instincts kind of led me wrong. I just started to think more logically what should be done. Everything wasn't so out of control, you know? But I'm telling you, every single one of you, your soul is crying out to you. And it can actually lead you where you need to go in this life. You can get by. You can get what you need. You can be better. I'm telling you, there is hope for all, a real hope. I'm telling you, you can have hope. Listen to your soul and this show. The truth is, well, honestly, I know a lot of you out there, it just sounds so daunting. You know? How do I push myself? How do I make time to push myself to betterness every single day? How do I push that soul? Sometimes you want a lot of things that doesn't seem like they're realistic, not in the cards for a bunch of adults. Because when you're a kid, isn't it? When you're an adult, it's like you're not allowed to really go nuts and go loose. You wish you could just be out of control for a little while, don't you? It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. organic pimping, through the ingredients to embody my soul. Please let us know what's going on with you. Let us know where you are right now. We'll make an actual demonstration, make an example of you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You can be better. You can be better. You can basically be what you need to be. Okay, try this on for size. You get up really early in the morning. You take a moment to meditate, to center yourself. And after that, you do some stretching, some yoga. Maybe do a little bit of light jogging. You may think I've got to be to work really early in the morning. Get up earlier than that. Early to bed, early to rise could help. I kid you not. Eating a lot more organically can help too. This sounds like practice professional stuff, really. But really, it can help. It can get you by. Your soul can be fed. Me, I still have a few bad vices that I follow, trying to get rid of those nasty things. My soul tells me to do otherwise, to change, and I want to listen to it. I want to obey it. One thing, when I make a mistake, I try to apologize right away. Why? Because the truth is, basically, if you do that, you're not going to want to apologize all the time. You'll stop doing it because you're tired of apologizing. You get tired of apologizing, and you don't want to lose credibility. I have a condition. I can't stop walking around and talking. I'm doing so as we're doing this show. It's a nervous habit. It's sort of plagued me most of my life, and it's there. It sort of lessened over the years. I mean, it basically isn't as bad as it used to be when I was really a little kid. But when you're an adult, too much walking around and talking can be a problem. Sometimes adults don't want to talk. They don't want to hear. They just want to hear about everything. They want to sit back, relax. And sometimes the know-it-all, the person who's always got an opinion on everything, isn't always the person you want to hear from. Sometimes you don't want to hear everything. Anywho, I don't know. Best thing I can tell you, I'm using myself as an example, is that I'm trying to, it's hard for me myself to stick to this new way, this structure about doing better and being better and being on top of things and personally and whatever. It's part of it. Another part of it is the fact that I've been slipping. I've been dropping the ball. And giving the same message pretty much with a lot of everything I do. These shows are all different. They all have different formats. Supposed to appeal to a different variety of people's what have you. But they all serve a purpose. Everything on this show is about something. Me? I've struggled in some bad ways. I mean, I pondered suicide a lot. I pondered delving into drugs, just burning myself out somehow. I didn't think there was any hope for me at all. I just seemed to be too defective. Too many things wrong with me. You know? It feels like I'd stand to basically have one problem or the other. But to have all of this stuff, all these defects, is just too much. Should I exist? I inherited the worst of my parents, you know, whatever. But you see, that's the thing. Okay? sometimes you roll the dice and you crap out. There's no guarantee that even if they're basically parents with these, you know, best characteristics and genetically shown features, that it's all going to come out perfectly. There's no guarantee. Sometimes you crap out. That's what happened to me. I've been trying to overcome it, trying to deal with it. But I don't know if I've come so far. Sometimes you feel like too many mistakes are made, too many things wrong with you. You feel like a lost cause, and a lot of people are out there like that. And there are some who seem to be born with the worst of advantages, and they turned it around. Now, I want to be that guy, and I'm telling you, you can be too. Some people are basically too happy to settle. They think, oh, it's okay. It's not all that, whatever. Dude, don't just do it because you need it. Do it because you basically have the need to feel better. And you know what? You want to listen to your soul. The real you. You want to listen to that and get by with it. You can do it. Open up. It's everything you want. It's right there in front of you. It's right there in front of you. Now, I wish someone would call into the show so I can basically give you a tutorial, an example. I'm a good example of all this. A guy who has this many handicaps, but is still trying to play through it. Is not trying to give up. To be. What to do. Once again, your soul often cries out for you to basically be yourself more. Your soul often cries out for you to try harder, to accomplish more. Go after something real. Your soul often tells you not to delve into the basic debauchery of booze and drugs, you know, of any kind, to stop this pain. Sometimes, basically, the truth is we start basically doing drugs because, you know, there are bars, there are places where everybody gets, they're getting high, they're all getting along, they burn out together, they get lit, all that jazz. It just seems safer. You remember when basically throughout the very late 80s and throughout the 90s there was a big anti-drug thing going on because people basically were spending a lot of their time, their life, whatever, doing drugs. Everybody was That was a thing for the longest time. And around the late 80s and early 90s, they were trying to make sure that went out of style, that people weren't basically just poisoning themselves. They didn't really feel like throwing it all away, feeling good while they were going nowhere, where they were just sinking. Everybody's got their own problems. When you're a kid, you got to be on your best. You got to be whatever the kids are going to laugh at you, whatever. When you're an adult, you're so busy trying to walk the line. Nobody else cares about your problems. Or maybe they do in a bad way. They want you to do worse so they feel better. They want you to do badly so they can go on and tell everybody else how badly you're doing. They can gossip. Some people are like that. I'm telling you right now, you can be better. You can be something special. I'm telling you, you can accomplish. You can listen, you know. You can be one of those people who listens and feeds his soul, you know. It just takes practice. You learn to listen from within, honestly. I tell you, There is hope for you. You can get by. You can get by. You can walk the line every day. I wish you nothing but the absolute best. Honestly, you don't have to be a victim of natural selection. Once again, I just felt like I was. There were so many things that were messed up about me. But people like Organic OK told me to use this for good, for the greater good. People like to see underdogs accomplish something, be it in stand-up or radio or motivational speaking. People who will tell you that honestly...
How do you feel? People will tell you honestly, how did it feel? Talk, dude. How did it feel tonight?
It feels better to be listening to my soul.
Well, what I'm saying. You're so busy in the world about people on the line, you on the line, and you're not going to be on the line. So appreciate the time you have. See, you're looking for people that is really, you're looking for yourself. Once you understand the person you're looking for, the people will show up. Be yourself so you can be there for the people that show up and the people like yourself, right? Because you're rewarding people like yourself once you recognize your destination. Everyone, this is Comedian Organic OK. And you're listening to, tell them who they listen to.
Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul.
No, thank you. Thank you all. Listen, you have been listening to my colleague, co-host, Talk Dude. To yourself, man, I'm going to give you a magical moment where you can pray to your better moment of yourself as you're listening to yourself, as you're inspired. As the person that's listening to you, it hurts you so many times. So when you're rewarding others, they don't know it's been something that you've been invested from the beginning, beginning of the extra moment that's inspired from the harvest of caring, uplifting, seeing somebody that you truly recognize, see them win, and once they win, them recognizing what you need, that's really what it cares about. How people reflect in what you truly invested. Will you truly give people the emergency x-ray until they pimping and what they really need? And you actually give that to them to move to the next level, to another harvest that grows. This is Comedian Organic OK. My co-host is Talk Dude. And Talk Dude, now give them the final words of your conversation.
You have a soul for a reason. Listen to it. Don't let your heart die. Don't basically try to conform the way.
Come on, man. Stop being a marketing for the vampire of the cross-contaminated bull. Okay?
Yeah, avoid the contamination. That's my point.
Yeah, but if you got an emergency, see, you're talking for somebody that's on a stable foundation. If somebody, like I said, was starving to death, you don't have that luxury to try to mix things up that may not necessarily. Say what you're saying from now. Enough time to say what you're saying from the cargo ship of a long lost cross-contaminated. Go on now. Talk to them. Tell them the last words.
All right. Here it is. Listen to your soul. It's there for a reason. Love it. That's the best way to find any kind of happiness and peace. When you listen to what your soul is telling you, you follow. You obey. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. You can pick up all our shows off the web on Blog Talk Radio. Do you have anything else to add, Organic?
Oh, yeah. This is Organic. Okay. And I want to tell you, I like to reflect on Organic Harvest of what my passion has been and what the history have shown me through love and other people's reflecting my desires that I have been exercising and meditating through ability. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Thank you, and good night.